Welcome to Colorectal Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Alan Vanook from the University of California at San Francisco, and to begin, he commented on research presented at the plenary session of the ASCO meeting last June, focusing on the duration of adjuvant chemotherapy for colon cancer.
So this was called the IDEA, I-D-E-A. It was a pooled analysis of six trials done across the world in six different countries or parts of the world. Fundamentally, each of them looked at 6 versus 3 months of an oxaliplatin-based regimen. And as you said, the real key is if you can get away with 6 cycles or 3 months of oxaliplatin versus 6 months, you'll have much less neuropathy and make a big difference in patient quality of life. And really, there are almost no examples where you need that much therapy to cure people with adjuvant treatment. So the design was basically leave the specifics to the different groups, so the 6 different groups, and then pool the data in a pre-planned analysis. Dan Sargent, one of the giants of biostatistics in cancer, actually engineered all of this. Unfortunately, he passed away suddenly before it came to fruition. At the end of the day, clearly, I think, there was very little difference in survival between patients who got 3 or 6 months. And when you looked at the subsets of patients, and these are big subsets because it's almost 12,000 patients, what you see is that patients with a low-risk disease, N1 or fewer than 4 lymph nodes, for example, not T4, those patients clearly did not lose any survival benefit from the adjuvant therapy if they got just 3 months of oxali. The higher-risk patients, it's less clear, and probably most of us would say try to give 6 months of adjuvant oxali, but you'd back down when the oxaliplatin neuropathy begins. A much tougher nut to crack is whether the chemotherapy mattered, and some people look at the data, and in fact, it does appear in Europe that capecitabine, CAPOX patients did better than FOLFOX patients, and that's really hard to square. In the U.S., we don't use much capecitabine because the dosing is more poorly tolerated in the U.S. than in Europe. A lot of speculation why that is. So some people would say, well, CAPOX is a better adjuvant treatment than FOLFOX. Again, in this case, though, it wasn't a randomized study, CAPOX versus FOLFOX in any of these countries. It was dealer's choice, physician's choice. So for all of the 12,800 patients or whatever that were included in this big consortium pooled analysis, at the end of the day, I think we can say probably that patients with low-risk stage 3 colon cancer do fine with 3 months of oxaliplatin, and those with higher risk should get more, if not up to 6 months of oxaliplatin.